Little quagga mussels cause big problems to waters everywhere. We're taking another look at these invasive critters next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Little quagga mussels are causing huge problems to recreationists and water managers everywhere. Steve Bullock with Utah State Parks and Recreation discusses the problem.
Yeah, so quagga mussels are a highly invasive species. They're cousins to zebra mussels. They spread throughout the eastern United States down the Mississippi, and then the first inoculation to western waters in the western states was down at Lake Mead. And so these small little mussels about the size of your fingernail can grow exponentially. And for Utah, that can cause really serious problems. Lake Powell is the only infested water there, so boaters that have been to Lake Powell might see some of the consequences. So for boaters, they can adhere to your boat. They can grow in your motor and clog your motor and cause significant costs to the boater themselves. But they can also change the resources of lakes and waterways. Quagga mussels are filter feeders. So they filter out water, they can change the water temperature, clarity, the ecosystem of the water that could affect fisheries and the aquatic environment. But the big and kind of scary cost for Utah is our water system. So all the reservoirs that we have in Utah are connected together pipes, which connect back directly to our homes. If we get quagga mussels in any of those pipes, we could see an increase in our utility bills and our water rates that are passed on to even people who don't boat or recreate by seeing those costs. So that's the scary part, is trying to clean and maintain and prevent those quagga mussels from entering pipes and clogging pipes and waterways. Those are the big scare about it. If people want to learn more about it, they can go to, Division of Wildlife has a great website called stdofthesea.com. There's some videos there and some more resources that boaters can learn. They can take a short little course and get an annual certification for their boats as well and learn more about the issue.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.